Robin Williams.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Stunning death of a dynamic actor and comic.
I think he's one of the great stand-up comedians who ever lived.
Tense times in a St. Louis suburb.
The highway patrol dispersed immediately.
75 years after Oz.
You have to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. His stand-up routines were often manic.
The male of the species, as men, we spend 9 months trying to get out of the womb, and the rest of our life trying to get right back in.
His movie performances sometimes magic.
Mrs. Hillard, I presume? Euphigenia Doubtfire.
Robin Williams, who dressed in drag to delight in Mrs. Doubtfire, was also just the right therapy in Good Will Hunting.
You don't know about real loss. Because that only occurs when you love something more than you love yourself.
His death and apparent suicide at 63 at his California home has shocked Hollywood and fans across the country.
That range in his energy was just electric.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the delightful, the entertaining Robin Williams.
Robin Williams was a comic genius and much, much more. His first big breakthrough was portraying the manic space alien Mork on the TV sitcom Mork and Mindy.
No.
That was just the start. Next came the big screen. An early hit was Good Morning Vietnam.
Time to rocket from the Delta to the DMZ.
He was the voice of the genie in the Disney animated film Aladdin.
10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck.
Then there were the acclaimed dramatic roles, including Good Will Hunting, which earned Williams an Academy Award.
You don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about. Why, thank you.
First and foremost, though, Robin Williams was a comedian. Bob Zmuda knew Williams from the beginning.
Already while he was alive, I mean, he was a living legend, you know, as probably the fastest comedy mind.
While everyone was laughing, Williams was battling his demons, drugs, and alcohol. More recently, his publicist says Williams was suffering from severe depression. Steve Futterman, CBS News, San Francisco.
In a statement, President Obama said Robin Williams arrived in our lives as an alien, but ended up touching every element of the human spirit. It was another night of unrest in Ferguson, Missouri, a city torn by the police shooting of an unarmed 18-year-old black man. CBS's Dean Reynolds is covering.
Police in riot gear standing in front of armored trucks blocked the streets of Ferguson and ordered a crowd of protesters to clear the streets, warning what would come next if they refused. Tear gas, along with rubber bullets, were deployed. The same tactic was used hours earlier when groups of this mostly black community refused police orders to disperse and go home.
I'm Peter King. A night after rioting and looting, a standing room only town hall meeting to preach nonviolence but action. NAACP National President Cornell Brooks.
Justice is real. It can be sought. It can be realized. And it is ours for the taking.
Many had to walk to get here. Police blocked off side streets for almost a mile, they say, as a precaution. Peter King, CBS News, St. Louis.
Overseas, Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has suggested he'll use the courts or perhaps force to keep power, CBS News security analyst Juan Zarate.
There are going to be, no doubt, internal battles within the Shia coalition, and I think Maliki is not going to go quietly.
The U.S. and other Western nations now back a political figure who's expected to be more inclusive. White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us live from Martha's Vineyard, where President Obama's vacationing. Peter?
That's right, Steve. The president supports Prime Minister-designate Haider al-Abadi. Mr. Obama views the new government as a promising step.
Without question, that effort will be advanced if Iraqis continue to build on today's progress and come together to support a new and inclusive government.
Now, this morning, the administration says it stands ready to give the emerging Iraqi government even more aid in the fight against Islamic State militants. But, Steve, with Prime Minister al-Maliki holding to power, threatening to use force to keep his office, Iraq obviously still must confront its own political infighting.
Ukraine has denied entry of a humanitarian convoy from Russia. The Red Cross can't say for sure what's on the 280 trucks. Ukraine fears it could be a pretext for sending in troops. The Ebola death toll in West Africa now tops 1,000. CBS's Heather Bosch has more on the experimental drug being used to fight it.
A California-based drug company says it's sending experimental Ebola-fighting medicine to West Africa. But after that, it's out of the drug. It could take months to make more. This is the same drug that was given to two American aid workers who appear to be getting better and to a Spanish priest who died. The drug is so new, it hasn't been tested in humans. But the World Health Organization today ruled it is okay to use unproven drugs and vaccines to try and stop this Ebola outbreak, which has killed more than 1,000 people in West Africa. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Some highways and streets in parts of southeastern Michigan are impassable this morning after heavy rain. Some places got more than 6 inches. Michael Shaw is with the Michigan State Police.
We've actually got divers that are going to different areas of the freeway system. We want to make sure we don't have anybody stuck in a vehicle.
A sudden wind shift yesterday pushed a Northern California wildfire right through a safety zone created by three firefighters. They had to deploy personal fire shelters, and they survived with no serious injuries. 75 years ago today, the movie The Wizard of Oz premiered in an unlikely place. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, hosting an anniversary viewing tonight.
It's a great small-town event, and it's free. It's a free family event.
Yeah. Watching those TV reruns became an American family tradition, but 92-year-old Catherine Buckley was at that first world premiere.
I was 17.
The first to experience the moment American movies left black and white behind.
Everybody kind of went, oh, look at the color.
Oconomowoc has an Oz Museum, but even docent Shirley Hines can't say why the premiere was there.
I don't know why it was in Kansas, but I guess we're not in Kansas anymore.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
75 years transporting viewers over the rainbow. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
China calls it a success for its artificial breeding program, the rare birth of panda triplets. Officials say it happened in the southern part of the country late last month. But news about it was held back until breeders were sure the cubs would survive. It seems a popular PBS series has hit a home run. CBS's Bill Whitney has the story.
In the 19 years it's been on the air, Antiques Roadshow has never had a bigger sports memorabilia find. A woman brought it to a taping in New York on Saturday, a collection of baseball memorabilia from the 1870s Boston Red Stockings. It was an inheritance from the woman's great-great-grandmother who ran a Boston boarding house where the team lived. Among the items is a letter signed by three future Hall of Famers praising the landlady's cooking. The collection was appraised for insurance purposes at $1 million. The episode airs next year. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
In Utah, a battle between skiers and snowboarders is far from over. A judge has put off a ruling in a bid to get a rare snowboarding ban lifted at the Alta ski area, which sits mostly on federal land. Snowboarders say it's discriminatory and based on old stereotypes. The resort says it's on the books for safety. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.